Chapter 2. A Theory of One World. We need a theory of one world because so far global theory has not kept up with global practice. But why should this matter? It matters because the lack of such a theory prevents an effective global response to many pressing global challenges. Let us consider the words of four globally minded political leaders from the West: Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Tony Blair, and Gordon Brown. They continue to deliver brilliant speeches on the state of our global order. I have had the pleasure of listening to all of them in person. Many of their themes and global perceptions overlap. Here are some excerpts from Clinton. Quote, "We share a common future on this planet of ours that is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. A world without walls is the only sustainable world. If the world is dominated by people who believe that their races, their religions, their ethnic differences are the most important factors, then a huge number of people will perish in this century. The world has never truly had to develop an ethic of interdependence rooted in our common humanity. And if we do it, the 21st century will be the most interesting, exciting, peaceful era in history. You live in the age of interdependence. Borders don't count for much or stop much, good or bad, anymore." End quote. And this from Al Gore. Quote, "We are now in a global age. Like it or not, we live in an age when our destinies and the destinies of billions of people around the globe are increasingly intertwined. When our grand domestic and international challenges are also intertwined, we should neither bemoan nor naively idealize this new reality. We should deal with it. Our future is dependent upon increasing cooperation and interdependence in a world tied ever more closely together by technologies of communications and travel. The emergence of a truly global civilization has been accompanied by the recognition of truly global challenges that require global responses that, as often as not, can only be led by the U.S., and only if the U.S. restores and maintains its moral authority to lead." End quote. Tony Blair has the following to say, quote, "Under the momentum of globalization, the world is opening up."